1 Peter 4, 1-5. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking, for whoever suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, so as to live the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but for the will of God. For the time that is past suffices for doing what the Gentiles want to do, living in sensuality, passions, drunkenness, orgies, drinking parties, and lawless idolatry. With respect to this, they are surprised when you do not join them in the same flood of debauchery, and they malign you. But they will give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. This verse gives us a powerful secret weapon against sin. In verse 1 it says, whoever has suffered in the flesh is done with sin. Now that can be taken in unhelpful ways. There's nothing holy about self-harm. And there's nothing noble about depriving ourselves of the good things that God provides and intends for us to have. We don't grow closer to God by wounding ourselves. But a mindset that is willing to let the flesh suffer is a powerful weapon against sin. The verse begins by telling us that Christ suffered in the flesh. That's how he defeated sin. And then it says, arm yourself. That's what you do with weapons. You arm yourself. And there's safety and protection in being armed. And what you arm yourself with is a way of thinking. Arm yourself with this same way of thinking. So this weapon is a mindset that is okay with letting the flesh suffer. I got really excited about this concept of suffering in the flesh and being done with sin. And in my excitement, I recorded over 10 minutes of reflection on this verse. So I've divided it into three parts, which means there are two more episodes to come reflecting on 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1 through 5, and what it means to suffer in the flesh and be done with sin.
Speak Lord is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak Lord, your servants are listening.